2021年山西省初中学业水平考试。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one, what is Victor doing now?
He's having an English exam.
What is Victor doing now?
He's having an English exam.
Number two, I like sunny days.
Me too. The fine weather keeps me in a good mood.
I like sunny days.
Me too.The fine weather keeps me in a good mood.
Number three, why do more and more people travel by plane?
Because it's fast and convenient.
Why do more and more people travel by plane?
Because it's fast and convenient.
Number four. Dad, I need a beautiful dress for the show on Sunday.
Okay, let's get one this afternoon.
Dad, I need a beautiful dress for the show on Sunday.
Okay, let's get one this afternoon.
Number five. Don't take photos. We are in the museum now.
Sorry.I won't do that again.
Don't take photos. We are in the museum now.
Sorry, I won't do that again.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number six, what a nice phone. Which country was it made in, Japan or Germany?
Neither. It was made in our country, China.
Question, where was the phone made? What a nice phone. Which country was it made in, Japan or Germany?
Neither. It was made in our country, China.
Question, where was the phone made? Number seven. Paul, I found the book on the playground. Is it yours?
No, Lily. Mine is in my school bag. Look, Mary's name is on it. Let's give it to her.
Question, whose book is it?Paul, I found the book on the playground. Is it yours?
No, Lily. Mine is in my school bag. Look, Mary's name is on it. Let's give it to her.
Question, whose book is it? Number eight. Mark, do you exercise every day?
No, I exercise on Monday and Friday. In fact...I hope to exercise at least 4 times a week.
Question, how often does Mark exercise? Mark, do you exercise every day?
No, I exercise on Monday and Friday. In fact, I hope to exercise at least 4 times a week.
Question, how often does Mark exercise?Number nine, you didn't go to the cinema yesterday. What was wrong?
Well, my mother had a stomach ache, so I had to look after her.
Question, what did the boy do yesterday? You didn't go to the cinema yesterday. What was wrong?
Well, my mother had a stomach ache, so I had to look after her.
Question, what did the boy do yesterday? Number 10. How time flies. We will leave our school soon.
I'm very sad that Mr. Lee can't teach us anymore. Thanks to him, I can speak Chinese well.
Question. What does the boy mean? How time flies. We will leave our school soon.
I'm very sad that Mr. Lee can't teach us anymore. Thanks to him, I can speak Chinese well.
Question. What does the boy mean?
Three. 语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Love, kindness, and courage are the most valuable in the world. Here is a story. On a cold day in winter, Grandpa Wong fell down to the ground after the party, while the people around stood there just watching. Sheng Xiaohan, a 15-year-old boy, ran up and gave first aid without thinking twice until the doctors came. To everyone's joy, the old man was saved at last. The story seems beautiful, but a little unreal. Actually, it is really encouraging. At that time, the people around didn't want to help the old man because they didn't want to get into trouble. However, what the boy did made them feel sorry. Just give it a thought. When you see someone in trouble, will you help out like Xiao Han? When Xiao Han was asked the reason why he did that, he said his role model is Lei Feng, who always offered help to people in need. It is Lei Feng's spirit that encourages many people, as well as him, all the time. In our society, we need more people like Xiao Han to spread love and kindness and show courage. Behind the story, we can see a boy warmed up the cold winter and the society. As long as everyone gives a hand to people in need, the world will be full of beauty.
Love, kindness, and courage are the most valuable in the world. Here is a story. On a cold day in winter, Grandpa Wong fell down to the ground after the party, while the people around stood there just watching. Sheng Xiaohan, a 15-year-old boy, ran up and gave first aid without thinking twice until the doctors came. To everyone's joy, the old man was saved at last. The story seems beautiful, but a little unreal. Actually, it is really encouraging. At that time, the people around didn't want to help the old man because they didn't want to get in trouble. However, what the boy did made them feel sorry. Just give it a thought. When you see someone in trouble, will you help out like Xiao Han? When Xiao Han was asked the reason why he did that, he said his role model is Lei Feng, who always offered help to people in need. It is Lei Feng's spirit that encourages many people, as well as him, all the time. In our society, we need more people like Xiao Han to spread love and kindness and show courage. Behind the story, we can see a boy warmed up the cold winter and the society. As long as everyone gives a hand to people in need, the world will be full of beauty.
四、听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上。每空一词。
Teenagers these days depend on their parents too much. According to a survey, we find that only 20% of teenagers do chores at home. It is clear that most teenagers don't make the bed, clean the floor, or cook meals. They think it's the parents' job to provide a comfortable house for them. In addition, to get into a good high school or a good university, teenagers should treat the schoolwork seriously. A change is coming. Our government has tried to stress the importance of hard-working spirit education. Schools are trying to introduce hard-working spirit education to the school activities. For students, some basic life skills will be trained in class. Teenagers with basic life skills can have a strong sense of responsibility. Good life skills will make teenagers smart persons, too. For example, teenagers need good planning skills for cooking, control of temperature, and a good nose so that they can make a delicious meal. All this needs to start early. Only in this way will teenagers have a better future.
Teenagers these days depend on their parents too much. According to a survey, we find that only 20% of teenagers do chores at home. It is clear that most teenagers don't make the bed, clean the floor, or cook meals. They think it's the parents' job to provide a comfortable house for them. In addition, to get into a good high school or a good university, teenagers should treat the schoolwork seriously. A change is coming. Our government has tried to stress the importance of hardworking spirit education. Schools are trying to introduce hardworking spirit education to the school activities. For students, some basic life skills will be trained in class. Teenagers with basic life skills can have a strong sense of responsibility. Good life skills will make teenagers smart persons, too. For example, teenagers need good planning skills for cooking, control of temperature, and a good nose so that they can make a delicious meal. All this needs to start early. Only in this way will teenagers have a better future.